Blog Talk Radio.
I'm ready to be here again. What do you want, John? Put me back on it. You might play a game. What's up?
Hey, get him. Get another fourth day.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And now, Voices of the True Israelites with your host, the Seer of Seed Royal.
To the four corners of the globe, praise his righteous and powerful name. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Live,
Yahweh.
Live, Yahweh, radio, fourth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Worldwide international radio broadcast, fourth day of the Feast of Tabernacles, is now in session. This is the fourth day. It's called the beginning. But the beginning started with the sunset and just come on the airways. You know, by being on the airwaves, I don't mean we just start now. We remember start with the sunset. Because a whole lot of preparing got to be done. And one thing about it, on these days right now, all the six anointed camps, they've been bumping shoulders together, discussing scriptures, and that's what atonement and the speech is all about. Trying to find out who's who and who's going to step up with, at a time appointed. That's what these 8 days is all about. When Yahweh going to whatever sealed, going to be revealed. We will know in all the six camps exactly what's going on, who prepares himself for Yahweh. Remember, you got to get prepared for Yahweh. You know how people say, well, you know, I got to get myself prepared for the job. Okay, good. But what about get prepared for Yahweh? See, Yahweh is the ultimate job that you want to be prepared for. So you got to keep that in your mind. You can prepare for your worldly, but what about your eternity? Eternity. So that's very important to understand. So, okay, good enough. So we live at Camp 1, and we already got the memos at Camp 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. They all ready to go, and all of them have the anointing on them to do the same thing that Camp 1 do. So remember, call for details. Find out where you're located at. But if you make it to this feast, that means you have made a great commitment. I'm telling you, that's why I say, you know, we're going to take our time and take a look at this thing here. And that's what the bond is all about. If you make it to this feast called Tabernacle, and all we're doing now is call a shadow of it, that means you have passed the test on a great, that means you're going to see a lot of things. That means you're going to see the reward of the wicked. You're going to see some great big old angels do some things, the Holy Ghost do some things, and then you got plenty to talk about. See, all we're going to do is remind you how important the Leviticus 23 is to you, to your loved ones. Leviticus 23 is very important. And you got to do the whole role. Matter of fact, I got to put one rabbit out of the hat. I'm good with one piece of zeal. You know, you talk to the seer, I got one piece of zeal I was throwing on the table. He was talking to the seer. And he told the seer something in Ezekiel 3. Look, he told the seer he got a dish. He told the seer, look at his, hey, he said, are you a seer, the man of the hour right now, seer? He said, yes. Okay, seer, I got something to tell you from Yahweh. Let's see what he said that we can read. Let's see what he said in 3, verse number 1 and 3. Ezekiel 3, 1 and 3. But that read 1, 2, and 3, I'm good for one piece of zeal anyway. Let's see what he says in Ezekiel 1, 2, and 3. Then we're going to get down to what we got to get down to. 1, 2, and 3. Well, let's see what he told old Ezekiel to see it. Ezekiel chapter 2, 3, 1, 2, and 3.
Ezekiel the seer, chapter 3, verse 1 through 3, read. Moreover, he said to me, son of man, eat that you find it. Eat this roll, and go speak unto the family, nation of Israel.
Mm-hmm. 1, 2, and 3.
Verse 2 reads, so open my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll.
So, when he told Ezekiel to do it, What did he mess around and say, oh, I got to, my belly has got dinner ready. What did he do when Yahweh told him to eat the roll? What did he do in verse 2 that we can hang our hat, our mystery on?
So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that roll.
That means he focused in on the word of Yahweh. He focused in on the word of Yahweh, see, right? When Ezekiel was told what to do, he didn't have to ask nobody anything. He focused in on what Yahweh told him to do, eat that roll, and he started eating that roll. And let's find out about that eating in verse 3. Now, what happened in that verse 3?
Ezekiel, chapter 3, verse 3 reads, and he said to me, son of man, cause your belly to eat and fill your bowels with this roll that I give you. Then did I eat, and it was in my mouth as honey for sweetness.
You see that? So that is the greatest mystery in understanding Yahweh's word. When he tells you about this feast, but he wants you to understand about the eating is spiritual, but you have an understanding. Because when your loved one asks you, what are you doing, you just can't tell them, well, go look in the oven, what I'm doing. You got to have a word of Yahweh to understand what you're doing here. You got to eat this roll spiritually. You got to get the word of Yahweh out the way first. Then all that carnal eating, it's all good, but you got to eat spiritually first. You got to get a big belly full of spiritual eating, especially in leadership.
Hallelujah, boy.
The leadership cannot be on the milk. They got to be on the meat. So keep that in your mind. So all right, so Aaron came in, Philip. He's going to tell you all about this broadcast, fourth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. Remember, all these days on the network starts at 7:30. Well, all feast days, 7:30. And there's no off tomorrow because it's a feast day. So tomorrow, Lord will be off on Tuesday. He's coming straight on through. What time tomorrow? 7:30. What time when? 7:30. What time Friday? 7:30. What time Saturday? 7:30. Everything is 7:30 if you're in that feast. Got it? Good. Bring out here and he'll tell y'all about what's going on and we'll follow the elder's lead by bringing the elder in. So he meets the elder with a loud voice. He said, Elder Mr. Chill, Yahweh be there, Steve Ray.
And Yahweh bless you, Seal, as well, Steve Ray. Hallelujah. Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. Well, this is the fourth day. This is the beginning of the fourth day of the Feast of Tabernacles. This is the beginning of the fourth day of Tabernacles. So what you got to tell this national audience, over 600,000 strong, take your time and welcome you all on the network, on the international side, and also on the side where you can get in and holler on the microphone. This is a feast of Tabernacles called the fourth day of the feast. Got it? Cool. Elder, you on the clock, come on.
Once again, Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel, and thank you for bringing me into tonight's broadcast. And it's always a pleasure, as I say, to be among a cast of hundreds of thousands of listeners that want to hear the righteous words of Yahweh. And that's a good thing, especially on one of the feast days that we're celebrating now. All this week, just like you said, 7 days starting at 7:30. During this particular time, you still have those out there, and especially preachers, which a lot of people respect. They try to talk about this word, and it almost reminds you of the prophet Philip that heard someone reading the scriptures. And the prophet Elias asked him, and says, do you understand what you read? And he said, how can I accept some man's guidance? Well, there's a lot of people out there that need proper guidance. Because what they don't know, they end up teaching someone else. And that's a bad thing. Because the road to righteousness is very narrow. As it tells us in Matthew's. And when you read that, it lets you know that the entrance way is very, very narrow. in chapter 7, verses 13 and 14. 13 says, "Enter ye straight at the gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leadeth into destruction, and many there be which go therein." 14, "Because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, few be there that find it." Well, we want you to find that straight gate to righteousness. This is why we bring you this word as it should be spoken, and guiding you through these dark times of bad teaching and Christianity. Welcome and thanking all of you for tuning in another live broadcast of Yahuwah's Ministry. We come to you live and open to you always with new and exciting topics from the King James Bible, and first and foremost about Yahuwah's Word, learning how to connect the books, your health, foods that you should eat, and keeping those Sabbath days, as we're doing now. And we do this because you have not. This is information that you came to seek. And you have to look no further now. You found it in the voices of the true Israelites, tribe of Yahweh. During this feast time, we're open from 7:30 to 10:30 all this week. The normal times, without a feast day, we're open at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. And the days are Sunday, Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday. Now, during the high day, we're open on Tuesday, 7:30, once again. Now, also remember, we do have a Sabbath class. A normal Sabbath class starts Friday. That's the top part of the Sabbath, which is 7:30 to 10:30. And the bottom part is Saturday. There's a temple class that starts at 12 p.m. and an online class that starts at 2 to 5 until the temple members desire to leave. We also have a website address. To use this, open up any search engine, and right on that search line, tribeyada.com. And after you click on it, just turn up big line. You'll see some choices. One will be tithes and offerings. Click PayPal and follow those instructions. On any other device, you might see menu. Again, after clicking this, you'll still see choices. Still choose the tithes and offerings. And doing so, remember what it tells all of us that reads that book of Psalms, chapter 96, verse 7 and verse 8. 7 says, "Give unto the Yahuwah, you kindness of the people. Give unto the Yahuwah glory and strength." 8, "Give unto the Yahuwah the glory due unto his name. Bring an offering and come into his courts." Now, I always remind everyone, each and every broadcast, to remember that Yahuwah loves a cheerful giver. And also, donations to this ministry is greatly appreciated that you give according to the Bible scriptures, to the written Bible, Leviticus chapter 27, verse 7. Once again, written in the book of Hebrews, chapter 7, verse 8 and verse number 9. And this is done to keep this ministry bringing you, thus says Yahuwah, wise. Also for building a school, which is very well needed with the bad teachings that's going around today's tempo. A banquet hall, radio station, and land to grow the health foods we continue to speak of on this program. Hallelujah, Yahuwah. Also, one good note, we do have a calendar. Check that calendar, which will help keep you, your family, and friends in tune with the Bible feast days that come to us throughout the year, so you can keep up with it like we're doing now. We also have a live program. To get there, just type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click in it, look for Voices of the True Israelites, tribe of Yahuwah. And click the red live button as soon as it appears. It'll put you right into our live online broadcast. We even are using two email addresses that the listing members can use. The first is tribeyada@gmail.com. The other is yadaisrael@gmail.com. These are for writing your written opinions and questions of a biblical subject counsel or related topics. Now, we even have a few numbers you can call with Yahuwah in mind. The first being our live conference room number. This number is 319-527-6065. The other number is 224-600-5579. This is our international number where you can call and leave a message on scriptures that you may have questions on, which can be answered by any one of the 6 anointed camps of Yahuwah's ministry. But one note, when calling that number, do not call trying to teach. A reminder, you will only hear a discouraging downtone. Also, by calling that number, you can order what our members know as the 12 programs via the 12 Tribes of Israel on DVD. Just make sure you get the correct name to us and a correct address, and you will receive it promptly. On another note, we might ask, please do not contact this year via email, phone, or text before broadcast or afterwards. As you might imagine, the CU is usually pretty busy, but the WCC, that New York station stockholder, Mr. Cigar Man, and answering many memos, even now in addition to that, the Latter-day Saints. So please use that international line of 224-600-5579. And if the question is legit, you will receive a call back. Unless you call trying to teach, you will only hear a discouraging dial tone. Now, if you happen to miss the beginning of any of our programs this week, you can catch the entire show after 10:30 p.m. The entire show. Just type in three words, Yahuwah Radio Live. And after you click enter, look for Voices of the True Israelites, Tribe of Yadav, and choose the program that you are late logging into or any previous day that you would like to listen. Now, one of the things we're normally broadcasts that you listen to, we're also simultaneously transmitting on Paltalk. On Paltalk, we are listed under ethnic group, African American. Look for Voices of the True Israelites once again, Tribe of Yadav. You'll find this is where Yahuwah's Word is also working for your Bible education. And online there to answer any of the questions of what we discuss, our topics, will be Elder Mr. Tibbs, along with the Seer Israel, writing as Shotgun. And during this time, we'll be taking no comments off topic or any more than two text questions answered at a time. And you'll find if Broad Talk ends before teaching time, we will continue our teaching on Pell Talk. So we can continue our teaching where we left off at. We will pass our program back to our Seer Israel and say, Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
All right, Hallelujah, Yahuwah, Elder, that's excellent on your part. And the young lions there, Jim James, a pat on their end. And we just want to see if we get on the airways and look for the mothers and bring the mothers in. And Brother Titus is going to be looking for me a word called, the definition of the word called atonement according to the scripture. And we can tie this thing in because one thing about it, you know, we watch the best of them, we watch them all from the page of the book. But we, those that's going to be in leadership, you must be clear about exactly what is the definition of atonement. What is you saying and what is you doing? See, we'll find out a little bit later. But let's see if we open up and bring a young lion in, Brother Titus, so when you meet the young lion with a loud voice, you say, young lion, I'll be coming to teach out of Camp 1. Brother Titus, Yahuwah bless you there, Seer.
Yahuwah bless you there, Seer, Israel of the Royal. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Yahuwah. All right, young lion. No, this young man is getting things prepared, so we'll get his speech a little bit later. So let's even bring the mothers in, and the mothers can have this in this broadcast. Number four, so remember one thing, the speech started when the sun set, and the bonding process is on as we speak. So let's see if we find Mother D.F. Israel, Mother E., and bring Mother E. in. Bring in Mother D of Israel to help assist in the night lesson of tape number four of the Feast of Tabernacle. Mother E, travel outside Judah out of Camp 1. Yahuwah bless you, see right.
Yahuwah bless you, see Israel, and see you. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah, Mother E. All right, Mother E, that was strong. And we know Mother Z is sitting at a desk saying, see, I used to hear something first. How could I make a statement till I hear something? So we bring Mother Z in a little bit later in the broadcast and see
we'll meet and greet her and bring her in on this live taping of tape number 4 of the Feast of Tabernacles. And on the international side is over 600,000 strong, and we on everywhere. We live everywhere. So one thing about the Steve Ray, and one thing about me, we live everywhere, and they taking notes, Steve Ray. They taking notes because they know that this ministry come on air with 3 nights a week. 3 hours, every day this week. And one thing about it, we're going to lay it out according to the Bible. And remember we read last night, if you blaspheme against the Bible, the righteous spirit called the Holy Ghost, you ain't got nothing coming in this world or the world to come. So when you find the Holy Ghost has said something, and the Holy Ghost only means, what the Holy Ghost means, Brother Titus in Acts chapter 7, verse 53, what does the Holy Ghost mean?
Go to the book of Acts.
See, the Holy Ghost, what does that mean in Acts 7, make 51 and 53? What does the word Holy Ghost mean?
Acts chapter 7, verse 51 and 53. Acts chapter 7, verse 51. You stiff-necked.
Yeah.
And uncircumcised in mind and ears, you do always resist the righteous spirit.
Yes.
As your fathers did, so do you.
He said you always resist this Holy Ghost. Let's find out what this Holy Ghost is in 53. Now watch this. Here goes the Bible's definition of the Holy Ghost.
Verse 53. Acts chapter 7, verse 53. Who have received the law by distribution of
disposition
of angels,
yeah,
and have not kept it.
The law says, right, you have forsook the law, yet the angels brought down, the Holy Ghost brought down from the Son and the Father. You always resist the law. You cannot resist the law. The Leviticus 23 is a law. This is not just a theory of Bible, it is a law. You cannot continue to resist the law. When you read Leviticus 23, it's Yahweh's law. Keep that in your mind. Keep that in your mind. Now back on, have me Jubilee 16 verse 1. Have that waiting on me.
Yes,
so
sir.
Now, you resisted the law that was passed down 500 years before Moses put his pen on anything. We're going to read that in the 16th chapter of Jubilee. And we're going to pick it around about verse 1 in time appointed. But we're not fine, Mother D.F. Israel, and bring it in for this night. I'm taping up tape for Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahshua, you another one of mothers out of camp one. Mother D.F. Israel, tribe of Yahshua, Judah.
Yahweh bless you, Seer Israel of Sea Royal. Hallelujah, Yahweh.
Hallelujah, Yahweh. And now, we spoke just Luke 12, verse 12, on how we do take 4. What is the definition of atonement? What do this mean? Now, this is addressed to those that's in leadership. You got to have the answer, and that's why you set up them temporary shelters for all attempts to bond together. And when some come up, you know what it means. What do it mean, atonement? What do that mean, according to? What do it mean, atonement?
Atonement removes sin definition. A payment or offer to remove or forgive sin.
Ain't that something? Atonement means the forgiveness of sin. When you atoning, you ask Yahweh to forgive you of sin from past to your left all the way around. So when you're doing your atonement, this is what you're supposed to be talking about. Yahweh, forgive me of my sins. That's what the atonement is all about. He gives you one day to come clean. He said, I got one day I'm going to fit up for you, because he made it plain on how he stand. In a minute, I got to pull that out in one verse of, I'll make it 2 Peter, chapter 1, verse 20-23. And that 2 Peter there, young man.
Yes, sir.
See, listen, the sixth anointed camp, it tells you, Michael, you supposed to know the judgment.
Yeah, what?
So, when they say the Day of Atonement, then you got to be able to tell those that come in contact with you in your eyes and your voice, atonement means you ask the Yahweh to forgive you of your sins. That's what atonement means. And then Yahweh is going to tell you, then, this is what you do. So if you fasting and not verbally saying, Yahweh, forgive me for what I have did prior to it, then you just atoning on this shadow, and you're wasting your time, but you're surely wasting Yahweh's time. Because you got to ask for forgiveness of your sin. Your sin. That's what atonement is. Yahweh, forgive me of my sin. Grant to me that I can help others through my sins that I did, so I'm not in the position to help others. But if you don't know what atonement means, you start bumping all around on that milk, you slowing down the process. Remember, you got gold, silver, wood, and earth. And in all six counts, it's all four of them components. The seed of job and anointed leadership is to find out where you stand. Are you gold? Are you still need to help the gold? Are you wood? Do you need to help the silver? We got to get you on the gold line, and that's the meat line. But we can't get it. You still fucking around with milk. And you got to lead by example. You got to lead by example. So now, the sixth morning camp is clear. The word of atonement means when you're atoning, it's for yourself to ask Yahweh to forgive your sin. Your sin. Now, once you get the okay of your sin, then you talk about those of your household, your family. Because you got to govern your family. But it starts with you first. Now, once you got it, now you can take it back to your family. That's how it's going to be. But you go in and start talking about all types of things. Now, the first thing you got to do, you got to clear yourself out. You got to ask Yahweh to forgive your sin. So, and for Philippians, I know I ain't read Luke 12:12, but even now, I'm good for a couple chapters. Or Zeal. In Philippians chapter 3, what do we say in verse 12 there, young man? Philippians chapter 3, verse 12. Listen to this right here.
We're going to the book of Philippians.
Well, see, we watch all six anointed camps. Now, how I do it, only Yahweh knows. We watch all six anointed camps. You got to have it right. You got the anointing oil on you. So you got to make sure you tell them the right thing according to Scripture. You got it? Good. So what it says in that we can read there. My title?
Well, it's the book of Philippians, chapter 3, verse 12. Listen to this. Thine so I have already attained.
Well, that ain't what I want. That's what I said. You know, I'll every now and then get a little, shoot a little deal in. I'm going to fall back with some Luke 12 in a minute. So what I really want there, young man, is Philippians. I can be found in this book. Every now and then I'm good for a little piece of zeal every now and then. But I know one thing. I rely on me some Luke 12 verse 12. So in Philippians, chapter 2nd chapter. See, every now and then I'm good for a little piece of zeal. You're going to Philippians chapter 2. How about verse 12 and Philippians 2, 12?
Yes, sir. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, my beloved,
yeah,
as ye always obey not.
We're going to take the time there, young man.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence. Write out your own salvation.
Say it again.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 12.
Come on, give me that fourth line here. You said, what that word you just said?
Work out.
Okay.
Your own salvation with fear and trembling.
See, you got to work out your own salvation. You can't be all that atoning, but you got to get yourself right first. You got to get yourself right first. Then you got to get family in order. But it starts with you. You can't be, when you atoning, you're atoning for, I'm atoning for my better half, I'm atoning for my kids, No. You atone for yourself. You gotta work out you coming to Yahuwah and say, listen, Yahuwah, get me right so I can help them. I want all of my sins that have passed me forgiven. Well, I can lead by example. You can't even come to throw them to my world, my auntie, my sister and my Uncle Leroy. Listen, all that can wait because Uncle Leroy and better half and everybody is nowhere around to get anointed on anywhere. So you got to lead by example. So when you're atoning, you want it for Yahweh to get you right. Paul was raised from the womb to tell you this guy goes into verse 12. I listen to the tape on all of this camp. And they start talking about everybody, their family, their Uncle Buck, and Leroy John. Listen, you got to do what in 2 verse 12?
Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
Now, what that mean, work out your own? That mean you. You got to work out your own salvation. You can't get this for mama. You can't get this for daddy. You got to get it for yourself. They got to watch your example. Because if they send them a sideline, you're just wasting your time on somebody. Well, bless them. How about bless them and they ain't following no rules? How is it going to bless them and they ain't following no rules? Something stronger than them to follow the rules. So you got to first get yourself right to understand that what Yahweh got on tape. You got to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. You can't be coming before the throne of Yahweh telling about my family, my Uncle Bob, and my better half, and my sister. Listen, is any of them keeping what's on the table? No. Then what you doing then? Paul was raised from the womb. Read that from Titus 1:16. Let me show you Paul. When Paul made this statement, some think Paul was speaking from emotion. Look what Paul says in 1:16.
1:16.
Galatians. Look what Paul says in 1:16. So after that, I took notes on all the six camps. I got the tape on all six camps. And I sit there and took notes on every last one of them. But I didn't say nothing because I thought I remember doing this again last atonement, to the same token, but I see now. You got to first follow the rules and regulations of the Bible. See, a wise sinner would instruct his people, but I got to hear you say something, and what I did not hear, you doing what Yahweh tell you to do. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. What you read?
Reading Galatians chapter 1, verse 16.
Listen to this.
Galatians chapter 1, verse 16. She revealed his son in me that I might teach him among the heathen.
So Paul said he was born from the strength of Yahweh to reveal the Father's Son, which is Yahweh the Son, in him, and to teach. So Paul is teaching the Philippians that you got to work out your own salvation. When you atone, it's about you. You can't get it for nobody else. You can't atone for nobody else. You only atone for yourself. Now, when you let your light shine, then they light shine, and then Yahweh sees by your fruit. They come in and say, well, mama, daddy, what you doing? Oh, okay. Let me do some of that. Now you can start putting in your bricks for them. But you got to get yourself right. We'll read that in a minute. Okay, now let's see if we get up some Luke chapter 12, verse 12. Let's see if we get a little bit of that real quick.
All right, we're going to the book of Luke, chapter 12.
Isaiah went long enough. Now, Luke 12, verse 12.
Book of Luke, chapter 12, verse 12 reads, for the righteous spirit shall teach you in the same hour what you ought to say.
And that's exactly right. The righteous spirit will teach you in that very same hour. But every now and then, let you put your little zeal in there, I know I was stumbling all over the place because that's the way it is. Do you want the mental spirit behind you? And the mental spirit is only behind you if you doing the law. If you're not doing the law, ain't no mental spirit working with you. In changing the wisdom of Solomon chapter 1, 1 through 5, he goes, flee deceit. And we find out that the atonement means is you keeping the law. That means when you came before Yahweh, you said, Yahweh, get me back on my feet first. Get me back on my feet. I can let my light shine to my family. You can't go in there and say, well, help my father, help my mother, help my auntie. No, it's about helping you. Then he will have you to go back to them and put on tape. Huh? See, that's where the world gets itself caught up. It's not knowing the rules and regulations. You got to work out your own salvation. So I watched all six camps and got all the tapes and watched. With all this atonement based upon what my loved ones talk about, listen, your loved ones got to follow the rules and regulations. If they drag their feet, their time's going to run out. And we're going to read that a little bit later. All right, good enough on that. So we know we got Moses ready to go and young lions all cranked up to go some. So now, give me the definition of atonement again. What does atonement mean again?
I was reading atonement removes sin definition. A payment or offer to remove or forgive sin.
Man, you want your sin forgiven. You want it first, it starts with you. Your sin forgiven. All these long-winded prayers about your family, you got to get yourself right and let your light shine to your family. Paul said in 2:12, what did he say again?
2:12, going back to Philippians.
Yes, 12. Look what Paul said. Now, you know he was raised from the womb. Mm-hmm. He was raised from the womb to go to the knockout blow. And look what he said in 2 verse 12.
Philippians chapter 2 verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as ye have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my presence, in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and trembling.
You see the man, man? You got to look out this. Now, Paul was raised in the womb, tell you this. This is on you. This is on you. All right, let's see if we run to the, hey, Mother Eve. Hey, Mother Eve, let's see if we can get a precept on that, Mother Eve. Let's go on to Ezekiel 14. We're going to Ezekiel 14. Remember one thing. Yahweh has already laid it out, and that's what this atonement is about and these feasts is about. These 7-day, 8-day feasts is about bonding, and for those that whatever they lacking in, this is where the bonding come in at. If you find yourself earth, you want to do better, you got to get made the wood, now you got to give the silver. Now you find yourself at silver, now you got to be gold. What? Who got to be gold? All the 12, just have been anointed, you got to be on the same page. You got to bond together and always come with a consensus of 12 and old on a decision. But if you can't make a decision, if you all of a sudden lacking, how you make a decision? You make an emotional decision, and Yahweh just watch all emotional decisions and said, when you gonna make a Bible decision? Now watch the Bible stick. Now, you know Ezekiel was told to eat this roll, all of it. So he don't add it up now. So now he said, now get to my people, Israel. So that's what he said. Now he'll hit the roll up, right? He'll hit him up real good. Now we go on and find out what he say after he'll hit the roll up. The first thing, another spirit came to him and told him, hey, Ezekiel, if you the man I am right now? He said, yeah. Well, did you eat this roll? And he started, just read on and started eating. Now that's kind of what he said. After he'd been cleaned up, ate the roll, the Holy Ghost asked him, now do you understand? He said, yeah. Now get to the Israelites and start telling them what I'm saying. After he has ate it up. Now we're going to see what he said. Now watch this now. We read already third chapter 1, 2, and 3. He said, Ezekiel, eat Israel, hey, seer, eat it up. Now get to my people, the Israel, to tell them something. Now we're going to see what he said. And that's a great painting the picture. Now we're going to see what he said. Maurice, let's look at Ezekiel 14:14. Now we're going to see what he said. Now you know the men of spirit have got him prepared. So whatever he says, he stands from the mental spirit position, not a worldly, earthly position. Now, what did he say in 14, verse 14, Mother Eve? What did he say we can read? Ezekiel 14, 14. You on the
clock? Okay, Ezekiel. The book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse 14. Thus, these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Jonah, were in it. They should deliver what their own soul by their righteousness to the apple.
Ain't that something? You hear that, Moses? What? Now, these three big dignitaries are here.
Well,
after the mental spirit for the fear to have no guessing, he said, listen here, you go tell them Israelites, I don't care if you was in the time of Noah, Daniel, or Job. You let them Israelites know one thing, you can only work out your own salvation for yourself. You said, by your righteousness. Is that what we read, Mother?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Mother, is that what we read?
Yes, hallelujah.
Hey, Mother, is that what we read? A little bit louder, Mother, D.F. Israel.
Yes, hallelujah.
What we read here?
Long, sir.
Can I get a breakdown? Hey, Mother D.F. Israel, can I get a breakdown of what he's saying in 14:14?
No, these three men, Noah, Daniel, and Job, were in it. They should deliver but their own soul by their righteousness.
Thank you,
Yahweh.
Now what that mean?
You can only say yourself.
You only can save yourself. You only can save yourself. Can nobody go to bat for you but you? You only can save yourself. Let's get a second witness by reading verse 18, Marie. Hey, Marie, how about a second witness? Verse 18.
Same book.
Yes, ma'am.
So these three men were in it. As I live, says Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter, but they only shall be delivered themselves.
That's a big word, Mother. That's a big word. It got a big word called only. So I don't care what's going on, whether your sons, your daughters, whatever they own. That's a great big word called only. Only what again, Mother Eve? Only what?
They only can deliver neither son nor daughter, but they only.
So you can pray all you want them, themselves. All day, all night. But according to the Bible, no, this was the member Finn is bringing down to Ezekiel and Phil. Tell him, and I'm getting my message from the son. The son got his message from the father. You tell them Israelites, especially the prayer warriors, I don't care how much you pray, you only can deliver who, according to verse 18?
Themselves.
Yourself. Yourself. So that's when Yahweh cut off on you when you're praying and you get past yourself. That's when you get past yourself, that's when he stopped listening to you. Because he said, now, verse 18, man, if these three men were in, as I live, says Yahweh, they shall deliver neither sons nor daughters, but they only shall be delivered themselves. Now that was the mental spirit received from the son that received from the father. This is how it works, stick them on the camera. This is how it works. If you want to get Yahweh in the beam, then you've got to follow the written record. Verse 20, Mother Eve. Read verse
20. Verse 20. So Noah, Daniel, and Jonah were in it. As I live, said the Yahweh, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall deliver their home soul by Aaron.
So do we understand that? Do we understand that when we follow the rules and regulations, Yahweh intervenes? But when we follow our feelings and our emotions, Yahweh cuts it off. He said, what do the written record say? He says, as I live, says Yahweh. Now watch this right here. Hey, Moses, up here, we're going to Deuteronomy chapter 32. Now watch this. He says, as I live. He said, as I live. Not for preach that word. As I live. Now we're going to get a precept on as I live, Mother dear Israel. We're going to 33rd chapter. And remember, he said, as I live. So that means he around to tell you, as I live. As I live what? Verse 39. Deuteronomy 33 and pick up verse 39. Let's read a little bit.
Deuteronomy 32, 33.
Make it 39. Pick up verse 39. Huh? Pick up Deuteronomy
33. You want Deuteronomy 32?
I want 33. Well, make it 32. Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. 32, and pick up verse number 39.
Deuteronomy 32, verse 39. See now that I, even I am he, and there is no Yahweh with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand.
All right, watch you say in verse 40. This is where you're going in verse 40.
Verse 40. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever.
Hey, that's something. You hear what the man saying? I'm the one who live forever. So I'm telling you, you can't, and I live forever. And your time can be always. I'm telling you that live forever. You got to work out your own salvation. And all one you can deliver is yourself, and I live forever. That's who you're going to believe. You going to keep going on with the emotional prayer, or you going to go do some Bible? That's the game changer, C-Ray. We got to do Bible. He said, I live forever. And I told you in 14 verse 20, Mother Eve, one more time. Now you see, I live forever. Now he said, look what he said in Ezekiel 14 verse 20. Now this is what he said.
The book of Ezekiel, chapter 14, verse 20. So Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it. As I live, said the Yahweh, they shall deliver neither born nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own soul, thy sacrifice.
And all you can deliver is your soul by your righteousness. That's all you can do, deliver your soul by your righteousness. Now, Mother, dear of Israel, run over to James chapter 5, 13 through 16. Now look what you said now. Watch what you said. Now, James is Yahweh the Son's brother. So now he read all that good stuff. Now let's see what James says, which is Yahweh's brother, in James chapter 5, 13 through 16. Listen to it. Now listen. This is when the middle spirit takes over lesson. He already knows what you're going to say, when you're going to say it. And that's what is so important about the burning part of tabernacles. The burning part is when you sit down before the crisis of the fear is above shoulders and understand some things. Where I'm lacking at, I need to get stronger. I want to be gold. You're not going to be gold long as you follow the rules and regulations. What's the rules and regulations? Rules and regulations here, we're going to read it. Because one thing about it, in a great house, in a great family, in a great nation, but in that nation of six camps, you got gold, you got silver, you got wood, you got earthly, you got all that. But sooner or later, what is there, that, 32, 23 of Numbers? Look what it says there.
Going to Numbers. 32, 23.
Going to
Numbers. Book of Numbers. Chapter 32, verse 23. But if I would not do so, behold, you have sinned against Yahweh. And be sure your sin will find you out.
Your sin is going to find you out. Your sin is going to find you out. I'm going to tell you something. I'm a great note taker. I watch everybody from the pages of the book. And when Yahweh read for me to make a statement, he'll make a statement from the page of the book. Understand, the mental spirit has told you exactly how you're supposed to operate. And the first thing you're supposed to atone is for yourself. Because you can't atone for nobody else. Not according to the mental spirit. So you can make it plain, Ezekiel. Tell them you can't atone for nobody but yourself. So if you go past yourself, then everything you said, but besides yourself, Yahweh, he'll count it out. Or you can atone for yourself. Now, your righteousness is supposed to reflect them that can see your righteousness. Because time is getting short. And that's why he put these ministries together called Voice of the Israelite, six is on the count. But you got to make a decision called this Bible. You got to take your feelings out of it and put the body in place. I only can atone myself. Now, properly, my family sees what I'm doing. and get some urgency and step to the plate. And them the biggest dignitaries it is in the Bible, we just got to read in 14:14, 18:20. And they prayer could have just passed the ankle if they wasn't praying for themselves on the tongue. They had to pray for themselves. And then Paul was raising the moon to tell them to lay on. Thousand years later. You got to work out your own salvation. It's about you. Now, once you got yourself right, once you let your light shine, prayerfully, Yahweh will open the door. I got to pull it right out of there. Give me the sixth chapter of St. John, verse 44 to 26. Listen to this, man. That's how the Spirit operates. You keep talking long enough, you're kicking the air, sitting out. Put a verse with that. Can we put a verse with it? St. John chapter 6, 44 down to verse 46. Now watch this. Now watch this conversation going on right here.
In regard to righteous John, beloved John chapter 6, verse 44 to 46. John chapter 6, verse 44. No man can come to me except the Father, which has sent me, draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day.
Uh-huh.
Verse 45. It is written in the seal, and they shall be all talk of Yahweh the Father.
You got me what?
They should be all talk of Yahweh the Father.
Because Yahweh the Father one got the book. So he said, him I got to be taught. That means that the Son had been taught after he received the book. Then once he got it, he gave it to the Minister Spirit, and when the Minister Spirit got it, brought down to the seal. And the seal brought down to them. You got to be taught. You can't make no emotional statement because you got to be taught the Father's word is going to stand. What he got written in that book is going to stand.
Yeah,
you send them in the Spirit down there and tell that seal, listen, I don't care how much you love your better half, how much you love, you can't work out, you got to work out your own salvation. When you follow the order of the book. I don't hear if you're not following the order. You can call mom all day long. Hey, mom, give me these stuff, pray for mom. Pray. My prayer don't get past my ankle because you won't do right. You got to first do right. Now, watch the mother give me that read, mom, dear of Israel. Give me that 5 of James 13 through 16. Now, watch this. James is the brother of Yahweh the Son. Look what he said. After he can ponder over everything that his brother had told him and what the scripture had told him, now he didn't make a statement. Watch what James says in 5:13 through 16. And raise your voice up a little bit, Mother dear, if Israel, come out.
James chapter 5, verses 13 to 16. Verse 13. Is any among you afflicted? Let him pray. Is any merry, let him sing songs. Verse 14. Is any sick among you, let him call for the elder of Israel, and let them pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of Yahweh. Verse 15. And the prayers of faith shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise him up. And if he or she has committed sin, they shall be forgiven them. Him. Verse 16. Confess your faults one to another, and pray one for another, that you may be healed. The effectual, permanent prayers of a righteous man availeth much.
Ain't that something? That was plain, mother. Now, back to read verse 15 again. This is what he said in 15. This is what he said in 15. That's the one verse, mother. That was excellent. Look what James, as he can ponder over the scripture. Look what James said in verse 15, but a little more audio.
Verse 15. James chapter 5, verse 15. And the prayer of faith shall save the sick, and Yahweh shall raise them up. And if he or she has committed sin, it shall be forgiven them.
You see, if you have committed sin, he will forgive you. But that means you don't have the card block to continue in sin. That means you will stop sinning. The only way you will be forgiven, you got to stop sinning. So he said, if you have sinned, then the prayer of the righteous will fulfill it much. But if you still sinning, the prayer of the righteous can't do you no good. Because you got to first commit, stop doing sin. The only way the righteous can help you got to stop sinning against Yahweh. That's what the atonement was about. Telling Yahweh, I don't want to sin against you no more. Help me. So now if you're praying for somebody still sinning, your prayer is out. You can be the righteous of all, but it's for those that can stop sinning against him. It ain't that plain. You got to stop sinning against for my prayer to help you, baby. Ain't Willie May. My prayer will only help you if you stop sinning. Now, what is the biblical definition of the sin that we got to stop? Come on, Brother Titus, give me 1 John 3:10. See, listen, you've got to get this thing right. If you want y'all to intervene, they're going to keep you out of your knees. Oh, help my loved one. Help my husband. Help my brother. Help my sister. Help my son. Help my daughter. All of this help. He said, yeah, but they got to stop sinning against me. When they stop sinning against me, then I'm going to hear what you're praying by being righteous.
That's right.
As long as they continue with that wicked mindset, your prayer is not getting past your ankle. Although you're righteous. Although you're walking straight as you want to walk. But if you want your prayers heard, the person you're praying for got to stop sinning against Yahweh. And he got to remember the spirit in the book of 1 Enoch 20:1. All they do is watch. That's your emotion wants this thing to happen. But they got to reach down deep and stop sinning against Yahweh. Then he says, ask me what you want. Is the person still sinning against me? Yeah. That means you sinning the wrong ministry. So they got to first remove that. Now watch this right here. This is beloved. Beloved is the one that he called John the beloved. Now this is what John said in 1 John 3:9-10. Listen good.
Book of 1 John 3:3-10. 1 John 3:3. And every man that hath his hope in him purified himself, he that he is pure. 4. Whosoever commits sin transgresseth also the law. 5. Book for instruction. For sin is the transgression of the law.
So sin is the breaking of the law. So how you, they breaking the law. They break the law. The law, you got a law that can be rectified, and you got a second law, what's called death, you can help them with, and that was the last night lesson. But if you still sin against Yahweh, and you come to me because I'm righteous, he done told you, ain't nobody did it nor Job or Daniel. And they couldn't help no more themselves. To always help yourself, you got to stop standing against Yahweh. You got to gird your loins and say, well, I got to stop sinning against Yahweh. Now, what I'm supposed to do to get Yahweh to look for me, then you got to stop sinning against Yahweh. You can't go back into your old wicked ways after your took his atonement. See, you telling Yahweh, I know I was wrong. I sinned against you. I want a clean slate. He said, okay, I'll give you a clean slate. But I will give you the rules and regulations of this clean slate. That means you don't stand against me no more, right? Yeah. Now, you all right. Now you want to help others, right? The righteous prayer only works when they make you remember that you watching no piece of movie called or that piece of movie called with Charles and Heston in it. And then they and Moses asked the question of which one of y'all on Yahweh's side, you see them breaking out running, they start breaking running to him. You got to make a choice. You got to make a choice now. You gotta break out running to some Yahweh. So if you don't make a break into Yahweh, he said, who's on Yahweh's side? We can read that in 33rd chapter or not. The only way you can be helped, you gotta get on Yahweh's side. As long as you establish a fence in the world, you will get the first death. We all get the first death. But you will get that second death. And that second death is, you didn't come to Yahweh. You did not stop sinning against him. Something was in you so strong that you ignored what he told you to do. And that's why you got to be clear about this atonement, to know what to look for. And you got to be clear why he told you to put up temporary shelters. Because I want you to bump and find out who is with you, who is laboring among you, where they at. That's what those 7-8 days was about. It's setting your schedule up to make sure you make them, because you will get your message out of them 8 days. You will get the message he wants you to see. And you will see a whole lot of things. Is you about this or what hinder you? All that will be revealed. But Yahweh is showing you how he operates. Now watch what he says. You read 3:3 again? Read 34 now. Read 4 down. Down to verse 10. Listen to the 4 down to verse 10. Now here's one of the disciplined ones that was very close to Yahweh the Son. He writes this. Look what he says in 4 down to verse 10.
First John chapter 3, verse 4 down to verse 10. First John chapter 3, verse 4. Whosoever committed sin transgresses also the law. For sin is the transgression of the law.
Yeah.
Verse 5. And you know that he was manifest to take away our sins, and in him is no sin.
He was manifest to take away your sins. He was manifest for you to see his life. His life, what he did. So he wants you to follow his steps. He was manifest to take away sin. Huh? Watch this, go ahead.
Verse 6.
What?
Whosoever abide in him.
Whosoever abide in him?
Did it not.
You don't sin. So if you abide in him, you don't sin. If you abide in Yahweh, you don't sin. Go ahead.
Whosoever sinned had not seen him, and even know him.
And if you sinned against him, you haven't seen him, and you don't know him. That's what he said. That was John's saying. I'm just being a parakeet. What John said. I'm going to only repeat what John said. Go ahead.
Verse 7.
What?
Little children.
He said, little children.
Let no man deceive you.
He said, don't let none of these pastors, shepherds, bishop, deceive you. Don't let your overseer deceive you. How do you say? What do you say?
He that doeth righteously.
He that do righteous, know what righteousness is, and he keeps the law.
We are one.
The law, go ahead.
Is righteous.
Is a law keeper. Is now the one that keeps the law? That's righteous. Go ahead.
If as he is righteous.
And he used an example in himself. As he is right. Right?
Verse 8.
What?
He is he that committed sin. He is of Satan.
Or she that sin. They are what?
Is of Satan the devil.
The Bible says.
Hallelujah.
You mean John? John is saying this.
Hallelujah.
And are we going to repeat what John said?
Hallelujah.
We're going to give him more audio.
1 John chapter 3, verse 8.
He or she that committed sin is of Satan, the devil.
You hear what he's saying?
Verse 9. Whosoever is born of Yahweh, do not commit sin.
So now, when you born of Yahweh, you don't commit sin. But that's a big statement now. You know, we got a priest at that. What do you mean by born of Yahweh? What are you talking about? How can you be born of Yahweh? So now, this is where an anointed leadership has to go in the Bible and find out what that means. If you're born of Yahweh, you don't sin. What's that supposed to mean? Through the precept, you get an understanding. Let's go to Mother E. Let's find what he's saying in 1 Peter. Now, we're going to find out what are you talking about?
Read that verse again. I'm at 1 John chapter 3. Verse 9. 1 John chapter 3, verse 9. Whosoever is born of Yahweh, do not commit sin.
Whoever born of Yahweh, do not commit sin. Who's saying that?
This John. Beloved John.
Okay. That's beloved John, man. Yahweh. Okay, we'll go, hey, Mother E, we're going to, Peter. Now, Peter has been anointed to be the chief speaker of the nation of Israel. Now, we're going to see what he says in the first chapter. 1 Peter, chapter 1. And he said, if you're born, what is that verse again? He said, what did you read that again?
I'm at 1 John, chapter 3, verse 9. Whosoever is born of Yahweh, do not commit sin.
I gotta look at that two ways. Hold that point, Mother. Put a marker there, Mother. Put one of them five markers you got, Mother, in it, but we gotta look at that two ways. Because that was told to a learned man. We gotta find out what that learned man, if the learned man set this up. But the learned man had something to say, Mother E, in the third chapter. A learned man had something to say in the third chapter. St. John. After he bumped his gum real good, learned man in St. John chapter 3, you know, he picked his time to say something, which it got dark, and he had something to say. We go on to the third chapter. St. John, that Mother E.
Yeah.
And let's see what he says in verse 2. We're going to St. John 3, verse 2, Mother E. Let's read a little bit.
St. John, chapter 3, verse 2. The same came to Yahweh by night and said unto him, Rabbi, you know that thou art a king come from Yahweh, and no man can do these miracles that thus do it, except Yahweh be with him. Verse 3. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. Verse 3.
Get it? Hold that, let him buck his gun real good. He told him plainly, Yahweh the Son, let him bump his gun real good. And he said, truly, truly, I tell you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of Yahweh. You only dare to imagine it. until you're born again. Now, there you go right there. That's the word home mother. Now let's go. Now let's go. Now you got to be born again. Now we can find what he's talking about. Because, see, he went through a whole big time transformation in that. But we're going to bypass all that and get the first piece. So he said, only way this is going to happen for you, Nicodemus, the big ruler over the southern kingdom, one of the big rulers, you got to be born again. That's what he told him. You got to be born again. He went through a whole lot of transformation on that born again. But then Peter came back by hearing the message, by on the sidelines, hearing the message. Not cutting in, but hearing the message. And let's see, now Peter gonna respond. That's why I say you gotta make sure you always ready to hear the message. Because you already know what you know already. So you gotta be able to be a note taker and hear the message. So Peter was laying back in the cup listening. So now Peter gonna respond in the writing. And that's First Peter, right? Where I said was that again? I said something over there.
What you think?
Yeah, I said something. I had the verses already. In First Peter.
First Peter, but you didn't get the
chapter 1.
Yeah, mother, come on. Come on, mother. I said something, mother. I already had my hammer already together. But I left there to clean up something. So where was I in Peter? We left in Peter to come back. So you recall what was old Peter at? I thought it was in 123?
Hallelujah.
Chapter 123. Because I know we writing it down in 123. Remember, he told him, you got to be born again. He's like, he's always, you don't see his kingdom. To come, you got to be born again. Now we're going to find out what he's talking about. So Peter was listening. So Peter was running 12. And all the 12, they were disciplined ones. They know when anointed leadership is talking, you got to listen and take notes. Be very quiet, big ear, little mouth. So in 123, is that what I wrote?
Okay.
Yeah, chapter 123 to me is, do it sound good, Moses?
123,
I want to see that sound good. Yep, 123, I'm going to see do that sound good. I can't find it.
Okay.
I'm all over the place right now.
123.
Try 123.
First Peter chapter 1, verse 23. He is born again, not of corruptible, but are incorruptible by the word of Yahweh, which lives and abides forever.
Ain't that nice, mama? So now, mother, how do you be born again? Now, mother, Jeff Israel, you have answered this question. To be born again, he told Nicodemus. Didn't Nicodemus? He said, on the way you don't see the kingdom, you got to be born again. Right? Now, what is the biblical definition of born again, according to 123?
By the word of Yahweh.
Excellent. By the word of Yahweh. That's how you be born again. You're born again by the word of Yahweh. That's the definition, the biblical definition of born again by the word of Yahweh. That's what he was telling Nicodemus. He said, Nicodemus, you don't never see the kingdom unless you're born again. And that's what's going on today. We got to be born again. And how you be born again is by the word of Yahweh. So if you ain't heard no word, how you born again? You got to hear the word of Yahweh. That's how, what makes you be born again, by understanding his word, not the Lord. He put temporary shelter up for them to hear the word, because they knew they had to do a whole lot of things. I got to put a rabbit out of here behind that. Help me out, Mother Z. See, this is the reason why this 7-8 day feast is about begin with the word to do this. We're going to Revelation chapter 10 and look at verse 10 and 11. We want to find out what it means y'all be born again. What that supposed to mean? Let's go read it. Revelation chapter 10, verse 10 and 11. Mother Eve, what it say?
The book of Revelation, chapter 10, verse 10 and verse 11. Verse 10. And I took the little book up in the spirit's hand and ate it up. And it was in my mouth sweet as honey. And as soon as I had eaten it, my belly was dead. Verse 11. And he said unto me, thus must prophesy again, before many people and nations and tongues and kings.
Now, Mother Eve, Mother of Israel, when you're born again, that means you know some words. And when you know the word, what are you supposed to do when you receive the word?
Prophesy.
According to verse 11.
Prophesy to the people.
There you go, Mother. There you go. Now you see that? Now you got to go. Now you got to prophesy to the people. Now you got to go tell your loved ones where you started. Now you started with your loved ones. Show them your road back is when I prophesy to you. And see which one of you going to cross over to being righteous. Now I got to prophesy to you now. So being born again, that means you got to be prepared to prophesy what's in the book. Not your own statement, oh, what you like to see happen. No. You got to prophesy. He gave him a book. He said, I took the little book out of his hand. So you got to show what this Bible is saying to your loved ones. And his Bible says, I don't care how righteous I am, I can't help you. You got to help yourself. But I can show you a way. I can't help you. I ain't been in Job, Noah, or Daniel. But by my righteousness, I can only save myself. But I can show you what you do to get your father to take that whatever he got on you, off you. You got to not just when you lead by example. You're taking your feelings out of it, and now you're doing, we told Nicodemus, to be born again. You got to be born again with understanding the word. Because you said something real big to Nicodemus. Who was reading that, St. John?
No, I was. St. John, yeah.
You were reading that? Now, look what he said to Nicodemus after Nicodemus was all open ears. What did he say to Nicodemus? See, Nicodemus, he was already teaching real good. But then he said something to Nicodemus in the third chapter. Let me say it, Nicodemus, we can read.
Third chapter, John.
Yes, going back to the third chapter, St. John. Remember, Nicodemus, now he wants to, you know, he all is now.
Thank John.
And he said, what he said, Brother Titus, in the third chapter, he said something to him in the third chapter, 7. What did he say in 7? 3 verse 7. Let's know what he said in 3 verse 7.
All right, beloved. Beloved John, chapter 3, verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again.
He said, why are you marveling at this when I told you you got to be born again? See, Nicodemus was in the flesh. He was in the world. He's a teacher. He said, why are you marveling at this? Because I said, you got to be born again. He said, why are you marveling, Nicodemus? No, Peter, all of them stand on side watching this day. Verse 10.
Verse 10 reads, John chapter 3, verse 10 reads. Nicodemus answered, verse 10.
Well, you get verse 10?
Let me skip verse 10. Correction. Yahweh the Son answered and said unto him, are you a master, a leader of Israel, teacher of Israel, and know not these things?
You see that?
Are you a leader? Are you part of the Six Anointed Captain? You don't know these things? You don't know to be born again. You got to be born of the Word, and you got to not be not a hearer of the Word. You got to be a doer of the Word. See, you, we can tell you Word all day long, but now you got to be a doer of the Word. Read that Mother D of Israel, 2:13 in Romans. See, when you're born again, you not only hear what we're saying, you be a, not only him, because we got the anointed oil on us, and we write it, but we bring it to our loved ones and tell them, they got to immediately react to Romans 2:13. What's that, Mother D of Israel?
Romans chapter 13, verse what?
2:13.
2:13. Oh, Romans 2:13. Okay.
Yes.
Romans chapter 2, verse 13. For not the hearers of the former instruction are just before Yahweh, but the doers of the former instruction shall be justified.
Now you see, I can pray for you all day long. But the only way you're going to be justified, the person you're praying for got to be a what, mother?
A doer.
You see that? Now you see that? You pray for your loved ones all you want. The only way your prayer is going to be heard, they got to be a what?
A doer.
You see that? Now y'all understand that? See, you got to understand these things. The only way your prayers don't work, they got to say, they got to want to run in a hurry to do Yahweh's will. They got to be a doer. They can't. You got to get rid of your mindset on what you own, then Yahweh kicks in. So you won't make the same mistake, because my prayer is not going to get past my ankle unless you become a doer. Now, once you come a doer, then your prayers will work. But your prayers ain't going to work no other way. Your prayers ain't going to work no. Ain't going to blackjack you to get this thing. He let you know when you're in this position. You got to explain one thing. Me praying for you not to get past if you don't change your ways. And that's why he gave you one day to get yourself clean from what you did. I got to put a rabbi there. Give me 2 verse 3 First Samuel 2 verse 3. You know, this is how the Almighty works. Now, you can look at that sound pretty good, see, but give me 2 verse 3. You hear a small, still voice. Do you hear a small, still voice telling you these things? Then you know you got work to do. Now put in First Samuel 2 verse 3. What is that?
First Samuel is here. Chapter 2, verse 3. Talk no more proudly. Let not heresy come out your mouth. For Yahweh is Yahweh's knowledge. And by him, actions are weighed.
Hate that stuff. By Yahweh, what's weighed? Action is weighed. So all that proud talk ain't going to cut it no more. Listen. When I tell you what the man is saying, you got to step into the place and do it. It's always going to be something going on because you've got to fight in on the truth. Talk no more with that arrogant speech. All we got to come back coming. Listen and apply it. You got to be a doer of it. Now we're going to precept that, Mother D of Israel. I'm going to precept that. Now, what we're going to precept then? We're going back to James again. Yahweh the Son's brother. See, remember, when all the 12 was among Yahweh the Son, you didn't hear one word out of him while Yahweh the Son was talking. They were taking notes. They were taking notes. Yeah, they were taking notes. But he told y'all going to be on the clock one day. You see, one thing to keep telling you, keep taking it for granted. You got to be prepared to deal with this thing on both. So we're going to James chapter
to Mother D.F. Israel. And look what he says in verse 19. We're going to read a little bit down to verse 25. Listen to this, 19 and 25. Now James is Yahweh the son's brother. He was one of the 12. He understood anointed leadership. James received some good information. Now he's talking. Look what James says in 2:19 down to verse 25. This is James talking, Yahweh the son's brother. He was the second in command upon the Peter. What he said in 19 down to verse 25.
James chapter 2, verse 19 to 25. Verse 19. Thou believest that there is one Yahweh. Thou doest well. The devil also
believes. Hold on now. Look at 119 real capital. James 119, look at it real capital.
Oh, I mean.
Yeah, read that again.
You say 119?
You say 119. Give me 119. I just want to make sure I'm with you. I want to see it too. 119 again, come on.
James chapter 1, verse 19 to 25. Wherefore, my beloved brother, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. Verse 20. For the wrath of man worketh not the righteousness of Yahweh. 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluous of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul. 22. But be you doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own self. 23. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Verse 24. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Verse 25. But whosoever look into the perfect Torah instructions of liberty and continue therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deeds.
Now, in verse 25, what's the key to be blessed in your deeds according to verse 25? Now, this is James talking. Now, listen real good. Now, we want to be able to help others, but this is how we help others, by reading them verse 25 and seeing what they're going to do when you tell a righteous man or woman to pray for me. Would you pray for me? Okay. Look, what's so important about 25 to get this blessing that you're looking for, according to verse 25? Who will answer that?
But whosoever looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continue there.
You got to continue in this. You can't just hit this and call it a day. You got to continue in this. To receive a blessing you want, you got to be a hearer, a endure, and you got to continue in this. You can't draw back from this after Yahweh has put you in that position. You got to continue in this. That's the game changer. Continue to receive the blessing. So if you're not continuing in it, You can't. This is James telling you this. Now look what James said in verse 21, mother. 21. Listen good. Now if you continue in this thing, continue in it, Yahweh will bless you when you continue. But look what he said in verse 21 about continue in this. What will happen for you in verse 21?
James chapter 1, verse 21. Wherefore, lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your soul.
Right, that's right. That means you got to be what? Now, who would ask that question? I have a sixth on the count. You first got to be what?
Meek.
Meek. You got to have a meekness spirit. It don't work at you all over the place. You got to be meek first to make this work. When you're sitting there talking to your loved ones, the first thing you got to be is what?
Meekness.
Now, once you meekness, then what happens next? The what?
The engrafted word, which is able to save your soul.
Now look how plain that is. Look at it. But you fighting and rubbing and pushing and all we got to come back, it don't work for you. I don't care what you want to work for your loved ones. It don't work until they first get a meekness spirit and prepare to be able to receive the engrafted word. Now, once you receive this, got the word about being meekness, which is able. So what is able to say to you? The word. The word to say to yourself. The word. Now, in 2 Ezra chapter 7, verse 56 and 57, look what he told us here. He told, so now you got to be able to get these scriptures out. And that's why he slipped them 8 days before the lesson was for you to bump in with your 12. And what y'all will be discussing, the word of Yahweh. You be able to help them, and they help you, and get you to a position where you're off the milk, and then now you got something to work with to get the goal to make these decisions. Because you got to call it from the Bible. You can't call it from your emotions. So if you can't call up on the Bible, then that means one thing, you still own the milk. You have to call it from the drop of the Bible. So once you meet, the word is able to draft the word, which is able to save your soul. Now, the precept on that, Mother E, give me 107 verse 20. Let's go and say 107 verse 20 or something. See, this is where he set up that 8 days of tabernacle. 107 verse 20. He told you what going to help you is this word. But you got to receive it in meekness. The word is able to save your soul. Because look what Yahweh said. See, he ain't doing what the preachers do on them pastors and shepherds and them bishops doing. He said, no, it don't work like that. What saves you is the word. And then he tells David by the mental spirit, by the Holy Ghost, in 107 verse 20. Look what he said to David. By the Holy Ghost. What did he say that mother in 107 verse 20?
Psalms chapter 107 verse 20. He sent his word and healed them and deliver them from their destruction.
You see that, Moses? So you see that, Moses? So what healed you, Moses?
The word.
What healed you, Moses? The word.
The word.
See all the stuff you see on TV, slapping heads and all that. And all, listen, that don't work. Now, the mental spirit told David, what heals you That's why you got to be in position to hear, to be healed. Oh, I don't want to hear that word. I just want you to bless me real quick. Shoot. See, now you all tied up. Oh, I want to hear all that, Mom. I just want you to bless me. Wait a minute. What heals you is what, Mother E?
Word. It's word.
The word. It's Bible. You got to know what word to tell them that the Bible says. He sent the word to him. And that's why he put men and women in position to tell their offspring the word. You want to be healed? You got to not only hear the word, now you got to be a doer. Now you got to be meek. When Yahweh the Son was talking, all 12 was all big ears and little mouths taken up. Because they know the order of things. Big ears, little mouth, because you're going to be on the clock. You got to be meek enough to receive this word. And now we tell you what to do, then you do it. Now I get a case in point. Now see, that's how the Spirit said, now go get a case in point. See? Now you gotta go get a case of one. See, this ministry is gonna be the ministry to do it. But the seer can only apply to show you what the book is saying. It's up to you to follow the rules and regulations according to the Bible. Now we're gonna get a case of one. He sent the word and healed you. Now we're gonna get a case of one. We're going to 2 Kings chapter 5. We're going to Titus.
Yes, sir.
Let's go to 2 Kings. And watch this. We're going to get a case in point. Now, see what it's lined up. See, when you're painting the picture of Yahweh, Yahweh going to kick in. Now, okay. Watch this there. Big dignitary. Big dignitary. Now, the big dignitary in the 6th chapter, we're going to see what's going on in we're going to see what we want. What are we looking for? We're going to look for something in the 5th chapter. That's where we're going. He said, yeah, see, go to the 5th chapter. See, I don't know why I'm going, but I'm going there. Think of the verse 1 and read a little bit. If I read a little faster there, for Titus, read a little faster with a little more energy.
All right, 2 Kings chapter 5, verse 1.
Yes, sir.
God. Nabai, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master,
yeah,
and honorable,
yeah,
because by him Yahweh had given deliverance unto Syria.
Yeah.
He was also a mighty man in Bilor.
And Valor.
But he was a leper.
Now, we ain't not to get out from that, but we know you know what that means, mm-hmm, that he was a leper. You know, go ahead.
Verse 2, and the Syrians have gone out by company and have brought away captives out of the land of Israel. And little maid, and she waited on Neeman's wife.
Mm-hmm. So they brought a little woman out, and she became the captain's wife or maid,
mm-hmm,
whatever name.
Verse 3, and she said unto her mistress, "Well, Yahweh, my Yahweh, but with the seer that is in Samaria, and he would recover him of his leprosy."
So he said, the little maid said, "Look here, the big captain, oh, he got leprosy on him, but he can be recovered on his leprosy." That was the little maid was telling his wife about the husband. Go ahead.
Verse 4.
Read a little more energy and fast.
Verse 4, and one went in and told his Yahweh, saying, "Just as thus said the maid that is in the land of Israel."
Uh-huh.
Verse 5,
listen to this.
And the king of Syria said, "Go to and go, and I will send a letter to the king of Israel."
Uh-huh.
And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver and 6,000 pieces of gold and 10 changes of raiment.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 6. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, "Now when this letter is come unto you, behold, I have wherewith sit, Naaman, my servant to you, that you may recover him of his leprosy.
So leprosy is interchange of words. So Obadiah, he was a mighty man of Syria, but he had leprosy on him. You know, so and what happened in verse 7?
Verse 7. And it came to pass when the king of Israel had heard the letter, had read the letter, that ripped his clothes and said, am I Yahweh to kill and to make a lie, that this man do sin unto you, unto me to recover a man of his leprosy?
All right.
Wherefore, consider I pray you and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 8. And it was so with Elisha, the man of Yahweh, had heard that the king of Israel had ripped his clothes, that he said to the king, saying, wherefore, as you ripped your clothes, let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a seer in Israel.
Wait a minute, the king got to do what again?
That the king said, wherefore, as you ripped your clothes, let him come now to me, and he should know that there is a seer in Israel.
So here's the king said, you tell that old seer to come to me. Man, you the one got the problem on you. You tell that old seer over in Israel, you come on to see me. I'm the king. 53.
Verse 5. So Nehemiah came with his horses. Verse 9. So Nehemiah came with his horses and with his chariot and stood at the door. At the house of Elisha.
Well, let me read verse 8 again now. Make sure I'm reading verse 8 right. Read verse 8 again now. Come on, y'all mind. You have to give us some more energy now. Verse 8.
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 8. And it was so with Elisha, the man of Yahweh, had heard that the king of Israel had ripped his clothes.
So he heard that the king of Israel had ripped his clothes. So now Elisha, the seer, heard what the king had been here, ripped his clothes.
That he said to the king,
Elisha said to the king,
say, wherefore has you ripped your clothes?
You see how the seer talked to the king? He said, it's what you're doing ripping your clothes for. Go ahead.
Let him come now to me.
He said, look here, tell that king you come see me. See, this one of the greatest mystery in understanding something. Let me get a precept on that. Hold that for me. See, this is what the world don't understand. If people be so busy, get a little shot in real quick. Now, Moses of Israel and Jeremiah, hold that point. Go to Jeremiah. See, you got to understand, that's why when you understand the adopted word of Yahweh, you won't keep on making these same mistakes. You understand this word, and you better see things that are person out of order on the page of the book. We go to Jeremiah chapter 1, mother. Israel. We still on the sideline to see these things unfold, and nobody corrects nothing. See, on doing leadership, you got to correct things to kind of understand the word. You got to understand a person across the line and when they have them. That's why you got to be word up. Let's see it says in 1, verse number 5. 5.
Yeah.
And 1-5, get warmed up.
Jeremiah chapter 1, verse 5. Behold, I formed you in the belly. I knew you. And before thou camest forth out of the womb, I sanctified you, and I ordained you a seer unto the nation.
I ordained you a seer to the nation. For what reason in verse 10?
Verse 10. See, I have this day set you over the nations and over the kingdom to root out and to pull down and to destroy and to throw down, to build and to plant.
So the seer of position is to do what according to verse 10?
Root out, pull down, destroy, throw down, and build, and plant.
And what is he going to use in verse 9?
Verse 9. Then Yahweh put forth his hand and touched my mouth. And Yahweh said unto me, behold, I have put my word in your mouth.
So what was Jeremiah going to use to build, cut out, break up, this the old nation? What was Jeremiah going to use?
The word of Yahweh.
The word of Yahweh. See how I'm saying that? Jeremiah going to use the word of Yahweh. That's all Jeremiah was going to use. He's going to tell you what the Bible's saying, and you take it the way you want to take it. He's going to use the word of Yahweh to tell you what Yahweh is saying and what he ain't saying. And we're telling you now what Yahweh is saying from the page of the book. It's up to you to apply it and be a doer, not just a hearer. Now we're going back again to that first king, that second king. Now he told the seer, said, you tell that king, you come on down and see me. You want that leprosy off of you, do you come to see me? I don't care about the amount of gold you got. You come on to see me. Let's see what happens next.
Come at verse 10.
10.
Second Kings chapter 5, verse 10.
Good.
And the Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and your flesh shall come again to you, and you shall be clean.
Now look what it is. Now look what Elisha did. Elisha the seer anointed one of the elder leadership, put the anointing on him, and told him exactly what to tell an old king to do if he wanted to remove his leprosy with him. And all Ezekiel was telling him about the word of Yahweh. The word is what heals you. You get down into that king. This is what you do, king. If you want that leprosy off of you, you know what that leprosy means, then this is what you got to do. Now watch the spirit in verse number 11.
2 Kings chapter 5, verse 11. Now Naaman was wroth and went away, and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand, and call on the name of Yahweh, his Yahweh, and strike his head over the place, and recover the leper.
Hey, sir, you hear this man? What you mean what you thought? It's what Yahweh gives you the components to do. His spirit was so fucked up. I got my gold, my silver, everything with it. No. We can tell you how to help yourself. You just got to apply when we tell you what this man is saying. I thought he would come out and do all this for you. You know you thought wrong. The Bible tell you what. Now, as it comes in, he went off and on and on and on. Then we got back home to his wife. His wife said, listen, look, the little maid I told you what to do. Why don't you just follow the word of Yahweh? That's what you do. So after he got through stumbling and bumming all around, kicking over tables, he finally found himself. And what did he do in verse 13?
Second Kings chapter 5, verse 13. Verse 13. And his servant came near and spake unto him, saying, my father, if the seer had bid you do some great thing, would it? You not have done it. How much rather then, when he said to me, wash and be clean. 14. Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan according to the saying of the man of Yahweh. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child, and he was clean.
And what's another word for to the saying? What's another word for that? It's word.
Word.
It's word.
Word.
When you hear the word, this will save you. Hear the word, apply it, and be a doer of the word. You hear the word now. Hear the word, be a doer of the word. When the seer passed the word on to the elders, hear the elders, be a doer of the word. Hear the word, be a doer. It heals you.
Yahuwah.
You got to follow instructions to be healed. Hear the word. That's one of the greatest mysteries. You got to hear the word first. The word will heal you. And when you get the word, not be a doer of the word. The word will heal you. The word will heal you. If you get an order, the word will heal you if you apply the word. When you hear from the order thing, from the seed or from the ill, from the ones that anointed, Elisha never seen the guy. His servants seen him. He put the anointing oil on them. You're going to take care of this little business. Tell them what I said. If you apply it, you're going to be all right. Find any child to do when you're sitting on the camp. Get to the word. Then you can be able to do the business that Yahweh requires you doing this business. But you got to follow anointed leadership. Be big ears and a little mouth. Hear the word in order and apply it. Same thing he did. He just stumbled all around. Well, I thought he was going to do this, going to do that. He ain't got to do none of that. What he was giving was the word of what to do. You tell that king to get down there and jump in that water about 7 times. And all that leprosy he got on him, looking like Marilyn Monroe and John Wayne, he ain't got to look like that no more. You can look just like the color man. See that? That was a leprosy was. He won't look like John Wayne no more. He won't look like Denzel Washington. That's what he won't look like. But see, that's another leprosy. We don't get off of that. See, what you run from looking like, you will look like John Wayne. He was looking like John Wayne, and he didn't want to look like John Wayne. He will look like Denzel Washington. You got it? Right. All right. So now, I hear what the WCC said. You don't say behind them. We're going to mute everybody just about talking. Well, that's your radio station. You're going to. Now, so, we found out that the definition of atonement means you got to keep the law. Once you tell Yahweh, I want to be delivered from being atoned. Now, first Titus, give me, finish up that 9 and 10, that first John, verse 3, verse 9 and 10. So this is what these days is all about. It's sharing the word among the 12 in every county. Give a path for the bigger picture. That's why Yahweh set some temporary shelter. But you sit down and talk among yourself and see where you can help your brother and sister in the trail out of all camps. To get prepared for the big picture to come about the city. And look what it says in 6, verse 14 on verse. No, back to that 1 John chapter 3, verse 9 and 10.
Okay. All right, 1 John chapter 3, verse 9 and 10.
Listen to this.
Whosoever is born of Yahuwah, do not commit sin.
So if you're born of Yahuwah, you're born again. You mean you hear the word, you be a doer of the word, right?
For his sin remaineth in him.
Yes.
And he cannot sin because he is born of Yahuwah. Because
you're born of Yahuwah, right?
Verse 10.
Listen.
And this, the children of Yahuwah are manifest.
And just as the children of Yahuwah is manifest.
And the children of Satan, the devil. Whosoever doeth not righteousness.
Whosoever will not do what this word has been passed down to do. That means you're not righteous. I don't care who you are. Go ahead.
It's not of Yahuwah.
You're not of Yahuwah.
Neither is he that loveth not his brother.
And if you don't love your brother, then what was the use of you even atoning? What is the use? If you don't love your brother, you want the Almighty to forgive you. What is the use of that? Now I'm going to get a precept on that. Look at a precept on that. Hey, Marlene, how about dropping a precept on that? If you don't love your brother, look what he says in Mark chapter 11, verse 24 down to verse 26. So you see, this is what these thesis is all about. Sure, you're going to eat them up and drag them up. But you got to understand your firm ability to understand the word. And that's why you have to, the litmus test of you coming together and breaking the book among your brother for 8 straight days. And this was what came up in Mark chapter 11, verse 24 down to verse 26. What come up there, mother?
Look at Mark chapter 11, verse 24 to 26. Mark chapter 11, verse 24. Mark chapter 11, verse 24 reads, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Verse 25. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have aught against that your Father also which is in heaven may forgive you your trespasses, your sins. Verse 26. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father which is in heaven forgive your trespasses, your sins.
Now
what
do you say? Now what I'm saying, now you atone, but you still got an off against your brother. You still holding on to things that he's telling you to lay it all at the altar. Give it up. If you want to be forgiven for your sins, that means you got to give the brother or the sister for their sins. So if you're not going to oil the waters and hold back the wet, it don't work like that. And the same way about being when you atone. You atone for yourself. But you got to leave it at the altar, everything about everybody else. I don't care how wrong that you feel they've done to you. Okay, fine. You got to let it go. You got to give everybody a clean slate from after your atonement. You got to give them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, the ones that are told. Now, he said, if you don't do it, then the Father ain't going to forgive you.
Right.
If you still hold on with, you know, what he did to me, or he backdoored me, he come another way on me, listen, you ain't got nothing. All year from that to the left for the whole year, you ain't got nothing. And Yahweh said, the first one thing ain't done that. That's the first one. I'm going to keep her in the ring. You ain't done that. So if you can't forgive your brother or your sister, then your atonement is not going to get you past your anger. Because you are atoning for the wrong reason. You got to let the past go. Is that what we read? Read again, brother, verse 26. Read again, brother. Mark 11, 26, read again.
Mark chapter 11, verse 26. But if you do not, Mark 11, verse 26. But if you do not forgive, neither there will your Father, which is in heaven, forgive your transgressions.
Is that plain, mother? Hey, Marie, is that plain?
Yes, that's plain.
So, it's no need to atone. No need you starving yourself. And you still, any ear you get, you won't tell about what somebody done to you. If you get an ear to hear, you'll touch the tone. Now you won't still talk about what will happen to you.
Mm-hmm.
You just wasting your time. You're going to leave all that at the altar. Let's read that, dear Israel. Let's go to Matthew chapter 5, verse 22 down, verse 24. When you are atoning, you leave it all that at the altar. You want to get you a big better for the word of Yahweh here above and show them by example. But you're not leaving everything that happened to you How you expect Yahweh to help you? Now watch this. We're going to Matthew 5, 22, verse 24.
Back to the young line from Titus in 1 John 3:12-16
on the right side of the book.
Read me that. Matthew chapter 5, verse 22-24. But I say unto you that whosoever is angry with his brother without cause shall be in danger of the judgment. Whosoever shall say to his brother, gracious, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Verse 23. Therefore, if thou bring your gift to the altar, and there remember that your brother has aught against you. Verse 24. Leave there your gift before the altar and go your way. First, be reconciled to your brother or sister, and then come and offer your gift.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now you still hold on to your man. But you want a clean slate. But you hold on to your past. See that? It don't work like that. You got to give them turn and look. You still want to get in somebody's ear about what happened to you. You atoning to get all that removed from you. Does that mean you got to forgive everything that don't happen to you to get you a clean slate? Now, before you read that, give me Matthew 6 first, young man.
Yes, sir.
Give me 14-21 first.
Matthew 6?
Yeah, 14-21, give me that first.
Okay, Matthew 6, 14-21, Matthew chapter 6.
Yeah, raise your voice up here, young man. Give me some room.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 14 and verse 21.
Yes, sir.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 14.
Yeah,
but if you forgive men and their trespass,
not a hall, just
if you forgive men and they trespass,
yes,
your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
You see, you man, read again.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 14.
What?
But if you forgive men and they trespass,
uh-huh,
your heavenly Father will also forgive you.
You see that? Look, give more faith. Put some more faith. So these man saying, if you forgive, now look, you got to forgive. When you make that atonement, you got to forgive. Then Yahweh would do what?
Forgive you.
He forgive you. So if you don't forgive, how you think he'll forgive you? You don't want it. You ain't forgiving nothing. You still hold on to all what you got on. How you think he's going to forgive you? Then you don't forgive. Go ahead.
Verse 21.
Right.
Matthew chapter 6, verse 21.
Right.
For where your treasure is.
Yep.
Yeah, will your mind be also?
Mm-hmm.
All right, come on. Come on, read. Matthew chapter 6, verse
21.
But where your treasure is, there will your mind be also.
Hey, you got some 14 and 21 that
thing.
You
going to put it down for you. Okay. All right. Verse 15. Matthew chapter 6, verse 15. For if you give not man their trespass, neither will your father forgive your trespass.
That's what it is. When you atonement is forgive of yourself, but you're a saying shortly, you say, I'm going to come clean, I'm going to forgive everybody that has done me wrong too. Go ahead.
Verse 16. Moreover, when you fast, be not as a hypocrite.
And when you fast, don't be like a hypocrite. Now you fast, now you act like a hypocrite.
But they sad company.
Yeah.
But they disfigure their faces.
Don't they do?
That they may appear unto man to fast.
You got people on do things for a personal reason. You got this thing I be about to be out of problem.
That's right. Truly, I say unto you,
right,
they have their reward.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 17.
Right.
But you, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face. Verse 18. That you appear not unto man to fast, but unto your father, which is in secret, and your father,
will see it in secret and shall reward you openly.
Uh-huh.
19. Lay not up for yourself treasure upon earth, nor mine, and rust do corrupt, and where there thieves break through and steal. Verse 20. But lay up for yourself treasures in heaven.
Yeah.
For neither moth nor rust do corrupt, and where there thieves do not break through and steal.
Man.
Verse 21. For where your treasure is, there will your mind be also.
You got your treasure in that piece of house, that piece of car, that piece of better ass. Your treasure got to be in Yahweh. So you got to make a Yahweh decision. Let's go to 58:1-4.
Going over to the book of Isaiah, chapter 58. We're going verses 1 down to 4. The book of Isaiah, chapter 58, picking it up at verse 1. Verse 1 reads.
Go ahead, read.
Cry out loud.
Mm-hmm.
Spare not.
Mm-hmm.
Lift up thy voice like a trumpet.
See, you got to spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. What for?
And show my people their transgression.
Show my people what they sin against Yahweh. Show them what you're sinning at, please.
In the house, in the family of Israel, their sin. Verse 2. Yes, they seek me, David.
They seek me, David.
And they like to know my ways.
And you won't know his ways, and want to know his ways.
And the nation, they did righteously. And forsook not the ordinances of their Yahweh.
But you won't do what is told to you that the Bible tells you to do. You compromising on doing Yahweh's will, right?
They ask of me the law of justice.
Yes.
They take delight in approaching to Yahweh.
Yes.
Verse 3. Wherefore have we fasted?
Wherefore, why are you fasting? Why are you taking the tongue? Why are you doing that? Go ahead.
Say they, and you see it not. Wherefore have we afflicted our soul?
Listen, why are you fasting? Why are you afflicting your soul for a day? Why are you doing that?
And you take it no knowledge.
And you take it no knowledge behind.
Behold.
You want to fast. You go on through the ritual. But the word of Yahweh don't apply to you because, first of all, you're supposed to be... new man, new woman. But you got the same old spirit you had before you even took the fast. Pray.
And you take no knowledge. Behold, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure in exact all your labor.
Now watch that.
Verse 4. Behold, you fast for strife.
You fast for what reason?
For strife.
For strife.
In debate.
Debate.
It's a smite.
Somebody doing me wrong.
With the fist of wickedness.
You won't get anybody hear your fist of witness.
You shall not fast as you do this day.
You don't fast on this fast as you do this day.
To make your voice to be heard.
Now you got your voice to be heard on high.
Hallelujah.
So you just don't waste your time with your fast. You just don't start. You should have got you a ready-made steak or something. Because if you're not going to do what the man tells you to do on fast, that means you're supposed to let all the witness go. Let all the past go. Move forward in Yahweh. Come on, Brother Titus, give me that 1 John chapter 3, 12 through 16.
After 1 John chapter 3, verse 12 down to verse 16. 1 John chapter 3, verse 12.
What?
Now it is Cain, who was of that wicked one, and slew his brother. And wherefore slew he him? Because his own works were evil and his brother's righteous. Verse 13. Marvel not, my brethren, if the world hates you. Verse 14. We know that we have passed from death to life because we love the brethren. He that loved not his brother abides in death.
You just abide what?
In death.
If you don't love your brother after you don't took that atonement, you abide in what?
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
So if you still backbite,
You still murmuring and complaining. You buy the what?
Yeah.
You know what? You just waste your time. You stop and up. You should have 3 6 on
Law verse 15.
Okay, come on.
Whosoever hate his brother is a murderer.
If you hate your brother, if you hate your sister, and that's what the 8 days is all about. Let's see, can you stand before I give you the kingdom? I'm gonna see, can you stand your brother 8 straight days? If you can't stand your brother 8 straight days, how in the world you gonna be in any position to do anything for me? Mm-hmm. You can't stand your brother.
Mm-hmm.
You can't stand your sister. That's why you go to the department to him for 8 straight days to see what you're made of. You're gonna be prepared for this. Because y'all put some messages in there he wanna show you. Mm-hmm. You need to find out who's gonna stand and who ain't. And that was the 8 days is all about, the message. Not the moles, the message.
All right. And you know that no murderer have eternal life abided in him or her.
You see the man saying? Ain't no murderer. Got nothing coming. You kill your brother in your mind. You kill your sister in mind. I'm never getting on their mind. You kill them that way. But guess what? Y'all go out there and you ain't got nothing coming. If you over there, we read that for the life tonight, so with. We know they don't know nothing, and that's that. The elder has been new for tonight's lesson. Mm-hmm. We'll go back and bring Mother Z in and get a commentary on the fourth edition of, and we'll come back and get our closing statement in. And then one thing, get on the airwaves again tomorrow at 7:30.
Yeah,
well, Mother Z, probably y'all got to do another mother out of camp one. Y'all probably be there to see you right.
Oh, you calling me? Yeah. Yahweh bless and keep you, still Israel of royal seed. Hallelujah.
Yahweh. Hallelujah. Well, I got it hot and just right for you there, Mother Z. So you might as well go ahead and put them on fire to it yourself, and you're on the clock, take your time and come out.
I'm going to read tonight in at the national audience, 2 Corinthians, verse 5, 1 through 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 through 4. And just 1 second. Mm-hmm. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. And then I'm going to turn to 2 Peter chapter 1. And look at this. I'm going to turn to it. 2 Peter. Just 1 second. 2 Peter chapter 1. I'm going to start reading it at 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 1 through 4. Second Corinthians. And I had it, and I turned away from it. 2 Corinthians, chapter 5, verse 1 to 4. 2 Corinthians. But we know that if our earthly house, temple of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of Yahweh, and a house not made with hands. I don't know if I can hear that. Just, you know, it's just the background. It's just, I can't hear. This house, where was I then? I can't hear. Building of Yahweh, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heaven. Verse 2, for in
For in this we go to desire to be clothed upon with our house with you from heaven. Verse 3, 1 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 3. If so be that being clothed, we should not be clothed. We should not be found naked. Verse 4. For we that are in this tabernacle do go being not for this we will be unclothed, but clothed upon that
mortal
may be upon life.
Follow up with life,
yeah. Okay, I'm going to 2 Peter now, verse 1, starting at verse 10. Wherefore, the brother, give diligence to make our calling and election sure. But if we do these things, he should never fail. Verse 11. For so any sinner shall be ministered unto you of abominate into the everlasting kingdom of our Yahweh and Savior, Yahweh the Son. Verse 12. Therefore, I will not be neglected to put you away in remembrance of this thing, though you know
of these things,
know them, and be established in the present truth. Verse 13. Yea, I think it meet so long as I am in this tabernacle to stir up by putting you in remembrance. Verse 14. Knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle, even as our Yahweh the Son has shown me. And then I'll turn to Romans 8:19, and that's going to be the end of it. Romans 8:19. Romans 8 and verse 19.
For this
only see expectation for of the creatures with waited for the manifestation of the Son of Yahweh. For the creatures were made subject to vanity, not willing, but by reason of him who had subjected the same in hope. And I'm going to stop reading at verse 21. Because the creatures itself also shall be delivered from the bondage of the corruption to the glorious liberty of the children of Israel. I'm children of Yahweh, and I'm going to say hallelujah.
All right, then, Mother Z has excellent regard, and that's one thing about it. The mother is trying to do one thing, wake you up, understand one thing, and come back to this word. Remember one thing, after this broadcast go with, now, on Pal Talk, if you know how to switch over to Pal Talk, your lines will be teaching or continue a conversation going on Pal Talk. So if you got the Pal Talk and you know how to get there, or call the details at 224-600-559 for to show you how to get in Pal Talk. Because the lesson will continue after we go off the airways on Blog Talk Radio. Go with your Pal Talk and you hear Young Lions and the steer will be riding shotgun, no doubt about it. So we're coming back, and remember one thing, tomorrow back on the airways again at 7:30. Going back to your Mother Eve. And we'll look at Mother Eve in the 18th chapter of Matthew 32, down to verse 35. What it says in Matthew chapter 18, verse 32, down to verse 35.
Matthew chapter 18, 32, verse 35.
Yes, ma'am.
Matthew chapter 18, verses 32 to 35. Matthew chapter 18, verse 32. Then hears Yahweh after that he had called him and said unto him, O those wicked servants, I forgive thee all that there, because thus desiring 33. Should it not thus also have had compassion on thy fellow servant? Even as I had pity on thee. Verse 34. And here Yahweh was once and delivered him to the tournament. Till he should pay all that was due unto him. Verse 35. So likewise, dear my heavenly Father, who also unto you, if he from your mind forgive not everyone that brought their trespass.
So he's saying, now once you will make your atonement, you ask me to forgive you, that was Yahweh saying. But you turn right around, but you don't forgive your brother. You still talking the same old talk. You ain't a new person at all. You want me to forgive everything you did,
But if Jerry Buffett, you still talking about something in the past. Or somebody has done you wrong. And Yahweh just have forgave you. He said, you are wicked. You are wicked servant. I don't know if he's calling a servant or not. He said, your job, need to, you need to be heard and told this to the side. You know what he said, huh? He said, look here. You asked me to forgive your debt and forgive you what you did. That was your atonement for. But likewise, you still, you have done the same thing and but didn't forgive your brother. Now, that's big talk. Hey, mother, you get close to behind that. And mother, D of Israel, meet me over there in Jude chapter 1. Now, hear me saying, mother. You will come to the altar and tell me, I want to atone. I want to forgive for my sin. But the same token, you hold on what your brother and sister have did to you on the left side. He said, you need to be delivered into the fire. According to what we just got to read, Matthew 18:32-35. When you come to the altar, you want Yahweh to clean you up. In return, you clean yourself up with whatever that will happen to you. You got to put to the side to move forward. Newness of life. If you can't do that, you're atoning for nothing. If that same prayer on you before the atonement is after atonement, you're wasting your time for everybody to come in contact with you. That was atonement for. But you to stop sinning and forgive everybody that you thought that have sinned against you or whatever. I forgive you, brother. I forgive you, sister. And I mean it. For Yahweh has forgave me. That's why you got to speak on atonement. And that was so important was to rehearse and write that on these 8 days to remind you. The only way you'll be a vessel of Yahweh, you got to forgive and you got to break bread with the brothers and sisters that's in your realm of the 12 and talk Bible. Then Yahweh will give you the increase. He's not going to give you an increase if you keep on separating yourself from this thing. That way, he's just a temporary boot. All right, Malik.
What?
Close statement is, and remember, 7:30 tomorrow, back on it again. That'd be day 5. Right now, we're on day 4. What is your close statement there, Malik?
Wow.
1 o'clock, come on.
Just thanking and praising Yahweh for this grace, even though I heard I couldn't hear. I just thank and praise Yahweh for what I did. Thank you, praising Yahweh for each and every one that's in the clay. And I just thank Yahweh for what Yahweh did. I thank and praise him. And I'm going to say it to the class, so hold on. Don't give up. Hold on to the king. It ain't give to the slip of the strong, but the one that didn't do it today.
Then give you Sirach 6 verse 2 and close the faith. Mother D of Israel. Jude chapter 1 verse 3. Then skip down to 15 through 19 and get that out the way. Mother D of Israel, you on the clock, come on.
Jude chapter 1 verse 3. 15 and 19.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Jude chapter 1 verse 3. Beloved, when I gave all diligence to watch unto you of the common salvation, it was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the covenant which were once delivered unto the saints. Verse 15. Okay. I'm trying to get there. Verse 15. To execute judgment upon all and to convince all that are unlawful among them of all their unyakwali deeds which they have had, which they had unyakwali committed, and of all their hard speech which unyakwali sinners have spoken against him. Okay.
Well, wait,
did
a minute,
that go
wait a minute, mother. Wait a minute. All that you read in verse 13, what is you trying to tell us? Who fit that category in verse 16 with a little more audio?
In 16?
Yeah.
Okay, verse 16.
I'll put the dramatics on it for you. Come on home.
Verse 16.
Now, who would do such a thing in verse 16?
Verse 16. These are murmurs, complainers, walking after their own lust, and their mouth speaking great
swelling.
Walking after their own lust. What? Yeah, 16.
I hear you real good, that Mother Z. I hear you real good.
Well,
so now,
I can hear.
Mother D.F. Israel, you come on home on verse 16? So he said, you read verse 15. You let them know that these, they got some hard speech, which is unyakwali. And, but who would do such a thing, Mother? A little more audio in verse 16.
That's what I read, verse who? 16. These are murmurs.
Yeah, more audio.
These are murmurs. Murmurs.
Oh, they murmurs, huh? Yeah.
Complainers.
And they'll be a complainer.
Walking after their own lust. And their mouth speaking great swelling words. Speaking great swelling words.
Go ahead, Mama.
Having men person and admonish
admiration.
Having what? I mean, men person. In admiration because of advantage.
17.
Advantage. Yeah.
17 down to 19.
Verse what? 17.
17, 18, and 19.
Verse 17. But beloved, remember you the words which were spoken before of the apostles of our Yahshua the Son. Verse 18.
Hold on,
how's that?
Hey, hold on, Moses. Hey, hold on, Moses.
Yeah.
What do we got to remember, Moses? One verse 17.
We
got to remember
beloved,
the words. Mother D.F. Israel, we got to remember the words. See, that's what Yahweh wants to remember. You're going to remember all, when you ask Yahweh to atonement to forgive you for everything, you're going to forget all about what happened to you, like Yahweh forget all about what happened to you. So you got to forget. So now when you forget all that afterwards, you got to remember what? The words. Now you got to remember, now what got to be on your memory is the word. The word is just the word is able to save your soul. But you got to get away from all that back conversation and remember what he has cleaned you up for now. For you have clean slate on his word. What to do, what not to do in his word. All that past will be gone at the day of atonement. So when you bump his shoulder for 8 straight days, that's what you're saying. All I want to do now is move forward and y'all part is a shout. So I got to be in this word, be about this man's word. Verse 17. But, beloved,
Yes.
Remember, ye the word which was spoken to you by the apostles, the disciplined ones, of, and they spoke of Yahweh the Son. That's all they spoke about. What Yahweh the Son had to say. Verse 18.
Now that they told you there should be mockers in the last time, who should walk after their own arm, Yahweh.
Okay, okay, okay. See, we know this is going to happen. What sign will he give you for you to know who they're talking about? He'll give you a sign. What to look for on the wall that will be a marker in these last days, and if you walk out their own Yahweh lust. What signs do we have to work with? You give it to you in verse number 19.
Verse 19. These be they who separate themselves centrally, having not the Spirit.
What we do? What we do?
They're going to separate themselves centrally, having not the Spirit.
He had a way to expose you. He said, these murmurs are complaining what they're going to do. They're going to do what, Mother 19?
Oh, see them. Separate themselves, centrally, not having the Spirit.
And they'll try to fool you to do the same.
Hallelujah.
So it's up to you to understand what the Bible says.
That's right.
The Spirit will be a spirit of separation. So how can that spirit be right? He's telling you that the murmur, what they're going to do, they're going to separate themselves from you. Let's go to Sirach 6, verse 2, and close the same thing. Let's go to Sirach 6, verse 2, and close the same thing. So that's why he's telling you, that's why it's so important for you to go over these words, the message, among your 12. He said, now these murmurs and complainers, what they're going to do, they're going to separate themselves from the body. Turn it down, what are you going to do? You're going to say, like they said in Kings 14. Oh, I was expecting that. Oh, I was expecting that. You will feel this video, this time. Come on, Mother, give me a close statement. It's the Rock 6, verse 2.
The Rock chapter 6, verse 2. And stole not yourselves in the counsel of thy own mind, that your soul be not torn in pieces as a bull straying along.
So he tell you to do? He tell you what not to do. And when you see one of your brothers and sisters that's doing this, now you try to correct them. Just don't do that. So it's a sin bring you back in, but it's also a sin of death. Sin of death when you refuse to do what you see. That's what it says. You're going to taste the first. It's a sin that you can get them back on the right track by being ignorant. That's why you got to be in position to show whatever it is, don't break rank, according to Joel 2, verse 7. When you say a break rank, you're going to show what the Bible saying that when you separate yourself from the pack, you open game for the world. You know, like in the animal kingdom.
Hallelujah.
When the lion runs down to try to run the prey down, he tries to see which one will come out the pack. He don't jump in that pack and do nothing. He'll get hurt. He hope he can run you down and one of y'all get nervous and come out that pack.
That's right.
And that's going to be the meal. So you got to watch them to come out of that pack. Because that's where you end up being meeting with them. We'll leave it like that. I hear you, Mother Z. Real good. Now, Mother Z of Israel, we'll get back on this again. Remember, the bondage is in place as we speak. But these things we must know through this word. Never forget that. Come on, Satan. You want to go out? Come on, Mother Z of Israel.
Philippians chapter 2. Verses 10 to 12. Verse 10. I can hear myself echo. Philippians chapter 2, verse 10 and 12. Verse 10 reads, that at the name of Yahweh, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth. Verse 11. And that every tongue should confess that Yahweh the Son is Yahweh to the greatness of Yahweh the Father. Verse 12. Wherefore, my beloved, as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your own salvation with fear and tremor. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You got to work out your own salvation. Yahweh put you through these trials, but you work out your own salvation. Now, we're going to go to the fifth chapter of 1 through 11 there, Brother Titus. We're going to Romans 5, 1 through 11. Listen to this real good.
I'm going to the book of Romans.
Chapter 5, 1 through 11.
Romans chapter 5, verse 1 through 11. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Therefore, being justified by the word of the covenant, we have peace with Yahweh, Yahweh the Father, through our Yahweh, Yahweh the Son. Verse 2. By whom also we have access by the covenant unto his mercy, wherewith we stand and rejoice in the hope of the honor of Yahweh. Verse 3. And not only so, but we honor in tribulation also.
We honor what kind of way?
In tribulation.
Oh, okay. We get hot heads. We still honor Yahweh.
Honor Yahweh. Also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience.
See, when you're in tribulation, you're going to have what?
Patience. Verse 4. And patience, a spirit, and a spirit's hope. Verse 5. And hope, make it not ashamed, because the love of Yahweh is shed abroad in our minds by the righteous spirit which is given unto us. Verse 6. For when we were yet without strength in due time, Yahweh the Son died for the un-Yahweh. Verse 7. For scarcely, for a righteous man will once die, yet peradventure, for a good man, some would even dare to die. Verse 8. For Yahweh commended his love towards us, and that while we were yet sinners, Yahweh the Son died for us. Verse 9. Much more then, being not justified by his blood, we should be saved from wrath through him. Verse 10. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to Yahweh by the death of his son, much more being reconciled, we should be saved by his life. Verse 11. And not only so, but we also join Yahweh the Father, through our Yahweh the Son, by whom we know receiving the atonement.
You see that? So that's how you receive your religion. Because if you got not you, once you receive your atonement, all I got to play in part. Now, preach up that and give me a closing statement in Proverbs 13, 12 through 17. So now, see, that's what atonement is about. You think atonement is about you up, you're just, no. You got to get the reconciled from Yahweh first for yourself.
Yahweh.
That's what atonement is. You got to put that stony mind away and be renewed in the mind and move forward. Yahweh forgave you, then you forgive everybody around you. And you don't separate yourself because something you don't understand, you get in with it, and that's to let you know what you're made of. But the one who separates himself will be murmurs and complainers. So you got your blueprint, and now you got to step what the Bible says when you see the spirit and will that among you. It's up to you. Proverbs 13, 12 through 17, and a
And the book of Proverbs, chapter 13, verse 12 to 17. Proverbs chapter 13, verse 12. Hope before it maketh mind sick, but when the desire cometh, is a tree of life.
Hope
to what? Hope deferred maketh the mind sick.
What do you mean, hope
to what? Hope deferred maketh the mind sick.
See, you can't work on hope, it'll make it, you know, you got to be a dude. You can't work on hope. I don't have no time. It's okay. I'll leave it. Go ahead, keep reading.
But when the desire cometh, is a tree of life.
So, don't let that hope, well, I hope I can do, no, you got to step it up. Go ahead.
Verse 13. Whosoever despises the word should be destroyed.
See, if you despise the word from the anointed leadership, you're going to be what?
Destroyed.
Very.
But he, that spirit, the Torah instruction, first five books, should be rewarded.
You'll be rewarded.
Verse 14. The law of the wise is the fountain of life to depart from the snares of death. Verse 15, good understanding giveth faith, but the way of sinners is hard. Verse 16, every prudent man dealeth with knowledge, but a fool layeth open his body. 17, a wicked messenger faileth into mischief, but a faithful ambassador is health.
Well, that's much good stuff. That's supposed to be on that phone, but I can't do it. Let me close the paper now. Remember what I'm saying? The Young Lions will be on Pal Talk immediately after the broadcast over. So switch over to Pal Talk. The 12 will be on that station. And you can get in where you fit in on Pal Talk. Call for details, 224-600-5579. But you get on Pal Talk, you come to the microphone and talk to the 12. They'll be in that room waiting on you.
Close there, what you got? Okay, I got Psalms. Psalms 101. Psalms 101. Psalms 101. Verse 7. He that worketh deceit shall not dwell within my temple. He that telleth lies shall not tarry in my sight. Verse 8. I will early destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all wicked doers from the city of Yahuwah. Hallelujah, Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. Hallelujah,
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah.
Hallelujah,
Yahuwah. All right, there, Brother Makai, give me Sirach. Yes, sir. 15, 1, 2, and 3. Let's see what he's saying. See, this is what the seventh, 8 days is all about. Sirach 15, 1, 2, 3, bring it.
Book of Sirach, chapter 15, verse 1, 2, and 3, verse 1, read. He that feareth Yahuwah will do good.
Yes.
And he that hath the knowledge of the law shall obtain her. Verse 2.
Yes.
And as a mother shall she meet him, and receive him as a wife, married of a virgin.
Yes.
Verse 3. With the bread of understanding.
The bread that you're going to be looking for on these 8 days is the bread of what?
Understanding.
Shall
she feed him and give him the water of wisdom.
And the water you're supposed to have on these days you're on now is what?
The water of wisdom.
The water, and that will be given you. The bread of understanding and the water of wisdom.
Hallelujah.
And this is a spiritual thing. The bread of understanding and the water of wisdom. Bread.
The water of wisdom to drink.
To drink. They go to St. John 6. 26 down verse 29, 33, 38, and closing statement out. Young Lion, we catch you all on that Pal Talk. Young Pal Talk, if you're really waiting on you, all the 12 of you there talking some Bible, breaking bread in the temple, in them tents, talking that talk over them Pal Talk. Go over there and get some more. St. John 6, 26 to 29, 33 to 38, and a closing statement, come on.
Book of St. John, we're going to chapter 6. We want verses 26 down to 29, 33 down to 38.
Listen up.
Verse 26 reads, Yahuwah the Son asked them and said, truly, truly, I say it to you,